insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we are to discuss the 37th verse of Surah Ankabut. Let's listen to this verse, and we'll be back with our explanations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فكذبوه فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين.
But they denied him, so the earthquake seized them, and they became within their home corpses fallen prone.
So, dear listeners, regarding this 37th verse that actually you listened to from Surah Ankabut, you know that this verse is implying that the people of Shu'aib, instead of actually hearkening to the advices of this great reformer, this prophet Shu'aib, they try to reject him. Now, previously in the previous episodes of this very, of explanations and discussions over the contents of this surah, Surah Ankabut, the Holy Quran discussed the story of Prophet Lut, somehow in some aspects and details, and how Prophet Abraham was involved in that too. But anyway, actually, in continuing the stories, the Holy Quran tries to discuss the stories of other nations, other people, and other prophets like Prophet Shu'aib, the people of Ad and Thamud, also the story of Pharaoh and Qarun as well. So now, continuing the story of Prophet, actually, Shu'aib, that tried to invite people from the standpoint of invitation to the Almighty Allah, the concept of monotheism, and then believing in hereafter and resurrection, he tried to actually awaken their hearts. But in this verse, we get to the answer, and how did people react to this prophet? فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. Now, this verse is very firm, because it says, but they belied him. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. So what did happen? فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ. And the earthquake seized them. رَجْفَة. This Arabic word, رَجْفَة, it means shaking of the earth. And the word arajif is used for the news and words which cause instability in the faith and actually spirit of the people. And this word arajif is also used in Persian even today. Also, the word marjuf is used for those who say or write such matters. So, actually, that's the concept of the meaning of rajfa. So the word rajfa means a kind of shaking of the earth. Now, this verse implies that the people of Shu'aib, instead of listening and hearkening to the advices of this great reformer, this great prophet, they tried to reject him. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. And this act of theirs caused that a severe earthquake seized them. And the verse continues saying, فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. So the earthquake seized them. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. And they lay deed in their abodes, motionless, by morning. So, actually, this verse was actually unfolding the story of the people of Shu'aib. So, فَكَذَّبُوهُ, they rejected their prophet. They did not hearken to the advices of this great reformer, and they tried to reject him. Now, the result, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ, the earthquake seized them. And we must be aware that sometimes the Almighty Allah suddenly turns the situations. Because when the argument is complete, and you reject this complete argument, you reject the obvious signs of the Almighty Allah on earth, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ, there is no other chance in this situation. The Almighty Allah, with sending the prophets, and the prophets with their words and invitations to monotheism and resurrection hereafter, have completed all the argument you needed. And now you reject the result. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ, there is no actually time and interval between their rejection and this rajfa, and this shaking of the earth. We must be aware that sometimes these shakings of the earth are not some natural events that might actually interpret them as the movements of the layers of the earth. That's the apparent thing happening and going on. But what is lying under it, what is beneath it, are some of the actually actions that we have done. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. So, it is not also improbable that this meaning refers to the fact that at the time of this severe earthquake, they were asleep and suddenly they got up. And as soon as they sat on their knees, the event did not give them respite. And by falling down the walls, which was accompanied with that fatal earthquake, they lost their own lives. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. And they lay dead in their abodes, motionless by the morning. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.